This is the Sonic Weenie Podcast Network.
Oh, Sonic Weenie. Protruding from my bikini. Just in time for Halloween.
And we're back with another exciting episode of the Sonic Weenie.
You know, Robert, I hate to disparage our friend.
Who?
Well, Enos.
Enos?
Yeah.
Why would you disparage him?
Well, that song sounds a little froofy to me.
Sounds a little froofy, huh?
Yeah, it sounds a little froofy. Well,
what do you mean by froofy?
Well, it's not very representative of what we are.
And just exactly how are we supposed to be represented?
Well, you know, something a little more dignified.
A little more dignified, huh?
Yeah, why not? We deserve a little more dignity.
We are hosting a program that is known as the Sonic Weenie.
Exactly.
And you want dignity.
Yeah, you want dignity.
Why not? What's wrong with a little dignity?
Jinx, I would expect that from Curly.
What do you mean?
Well, yes.
Well, he's the one that always wants dignity and decorum and all that other shit.
Yeah, he does.
But you, of all people, you want dignity?
Occasionally, I'd like to have a little dignity.
What's wrong, Jinx?
Nothing's wrong.
Did you run out of Metamucil? Are you backed up?
Oh, I'm not backed up.
Are you suffering from colitis?
I got your colitis right here, you dipshit.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Nothing.
You want dignity.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with, in your old age, to get a little bit of dignity.
All right, specifically, how is Enos the Penis ruining our dignity?
Yeah. Well, we can start with his name.
What about his name?
Well, Enos the Penis.
Yeah.
Where is the dignity there?
How about you?
What about me?
Hairy cheeks.
Yeah.
Where the hell's the dignity in your name?
Yeah, I don't hear a lot of dignity in hairy cheeks.
Well, it's a lot more dignified than if my parents would have named me Richard.
And what's so undignified about Richard?
Yeah.
Well, short for Richard is Dick. I would have been Hairy Dick.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't be Hairy Dick.
No, you would be Richard Cheeks.
Oh.
Not Hairy Dick. What's the matter with you?
I guess it's a little more dignified, but still.
Not much.
Our opening theme is not very dignified.
Well, what do you mean it's not very dignified?
Well, first of all, it's not based in truth.
Did you say snot?
No, I didn't say snot.
You said snot based in truth.
I did not say snot. I said not.
You did.
I heard snot.
Well, if I said snot, I meant to say it's not based in truth.
Okay.
Period.
It's not based in truth.
No, it's not.
Explain.
And secondly, it should be describing something about our podcast.
Oh. All right. Again, specifically, what is he not describing about our podcast?
Well, Sonic Weenie protruding from my bikini.
Yeah, so?
The last thing anybody wants to see is some old guy parading around in his bikini, and the Sonic Weenie is sticking out. And what the hell is a Sonic Weenie anyway, okay?
Well, I know, but that's like a mythical Sonic Weenie. It's sort of like a...
What?
A unicorn.
A unicorn?
Yes, a unicorn is a mythical creature.
I don't care what the hell a unicorn is. Nobody wants to see it protruding from anybody's bikini.
Chicks, listen to me.
What?
We are a bunch of old men.
Yeah?
Trying to have a little fun before we kick the old proverbial bucket.
Yes.
Okay? So, cut us some damn slack, will you?
Yeah.
Forget about, whether we're telling the truth or not.
I know,
but everybody is lying to you.
Nobody's telling the truth these days.
Nobody's telling the truth.
Nobody.
No.
Nobody.
Everything you hear is a load of horseshit. Because I've lived too damn long to see that things are kind of out of whack a little bit.
A little out of whack.
Yes, they are. So if we say there is a Sonic Weenie protruding from my bikini,
right?
Just say, yes, it is, and have a nice nice day.
Have a nice day. Yes. As there is a huge sonic weenie
right.
protruding from my bikini.
Yes, so is everything settled now?
Yes, have a nice day.
I'm glad everything is settled now.
Yes, it
but,
is.
But I think Keenis did a pretty darn good job with our theme song.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to it one more time.
Okay. Oh, sonic weenie. Protruding from my bikini, just in time for Halloween.
I really like it.
I guess it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's growing on me.
Well, I have a question.
Here we go.
Okay, so what's your question, Curly?
Okay, so the lyrics are... Sonic weenie mm-hmm. protruding from my bikini.
Right.
Just in time for Halloweeny.
Yeah, so?
Well, of course, talking about Halloween, right?
Yeah. Yeah, some people were complaining that I Dream of Jeannie was
all
a
right,
little
now,
too suggestive.
What about when it's Christmas time?
Yeah, what about?
Is it going to be Sonic weenie is protruding from my bikini
yeah.
just in time for Christmas teeny.
Christmas teeny.
See what I mean?
Well, that sounds pretty good to me.
I don't think it's a good idea. I think
what?
We should do something that's a little more generic.
Generic?
So, yeah, so that we can use it at any time and not only during a special mm-hmm. season or something like that.
All right, tell me more.
Perhaps Sonic Weenie
mm-hmm.
protruding from my bikini. As I am enjoying a nice martini.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That?
Yeah.
Well, I know.
I like the generic thing, but I think we should also tie it in with different holidays as we go along.
You know what I think?
What?
I think both of you are full of crap-tini, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah? How about Sonic Weenie is protruding from my bikini, and Curly is a big fat meanie.
Come on, Dada.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fat meanie. Enough about this Sonic Weenie bullshit. But let's move on.
Well, I guess Old Enos did do a pretty good job with the theme song.
Pretty good, yeah.
I guess we'll keep it for a little while.
Unless, Edna throws a fit.
Well,
I don't think she heard it yet.
Speaking of Edna, where the heck is she? She was supposed to be here along with Honey.
I know.
For the podcast.
Well, they went Christmas shopping, last minute Christmas shopping.
Oh,
as
God.
You know, this is our
what?
Christmas show or Christmas teeny.
Yes. Christmas teeny.
Show.
Yes,
teeny.
I love Christmas teeny.
And I hate it when Honey goes shopping.
Why do you hate it when she goes shopping?
It usually costs me a bunch.
Well,
you know, she just loves to spend money like there is no tomorrow.
Well, you chose her as your life partner.
I know.
So what the hell do you expect?
Yeah.
Honey is honey.
Well, I'm getting a little, sticker shock now.
I'm very fortunate that... Edna is very frugal.
She is very frugal.
Yeah, she is very frugal. And besides, we don't have a pot to piss in. So she has no choice but to be frugal.
Well, not having a pot to piss in usually results in frugality.
So it's not Honey's fault.
How's that?
It's not.
Well, if you didn't have a pot to piss in, she wouldn't be spending the pot out there, man.
So now it's my fault that I have a big pot to piss in.
All your fault.
Absolutely. So, Robert, what are we going to do for our Christmas show? Do you have anything lined up? Like, are Julio and Pepe coming down to sing?
Unfortunately, Julio and Pepe are down south of the border.
Oh, good.
They went home for Christmas, so they will not be singing today. However, we do have Honey.
We do.
Didn't you guys do the punch-in from that song she's been trying to do for the past 3 years?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And always had some trouble on that line from the bottom of my heart.
By the way, before I tell you about that, Curly, you know that pit, big pot that you piss in?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to empty out some more money. You owe me $250.
$250?
Yeah, you owe me $250. for punching in that line, and then we had to do some additional recording. So $250, you said that you were going to pay for it. So
I did.
Empty out the pot.
I did not authorize $250. I believe it was only $150.
Yeah, it was $150 for her vocal to punch in.
Yeah.
But then she wanted some additional, percussion to be recorded so that it kind of fills up the whole recording. So we did that.
I did.
And it took a little extra time. You know, studio time is not free.
Studio time is not
free. That's right, Curly. Studio is not free.
Right.
What the fuck are you talking about, studio? He's got the control room in his bedroom.
Yeah.
She sings in the bathroom because there's an echo in there. You call that a studio?
Yes, it's a studio because, it doesn't matter where it is. There is equipment involved.
So?
There are instruments involved. There is talent from my family that's involved in recording it. So, we got to be compensated for it so that your wife.
She's not my wife.
I mean, whatever the fuck she is.
She's my live-in lover, man.
Fine, she's your live-in lover.
Yes.
I don't give a shit, but she wanted to record a Christmas song, and it's not free.
Well,
period.
You got to pay him, Curly.
I thought he was my friend.
Friend my ass.
You know, don't take advantage of your friendship.
That's right.
I'm not taking advantage.
The man's got to be compensated for his talent.
Fine, you little bloodsucker.
I'm a bloodsucker.
That's right.
Well, you're a piece of shit. You know that?
Come on, Curly.
I'm trying to help you with your wife who couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. I'm trying to put this whole thing together for her. And you're calling me a bloodsucker.
Well, you're not doing it for free.
I tell you what.
What?
Next time honey decides that she wants to record a song, I'm going to send her up to a studio in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And let her spend your money up there, buddy. And then you'll see who the bloodsuckers are.
Fine.
Exactly. Oh, there goes Spritzy.
Oh, God.
Who's coming?
Well, let me look.
Who?
Oh. It's Edna.
And your wife.
She's not my wife, man. She is my partner in life.
Yeah, that's one partnership I don't want to be a part of.
Blow it out your ass, man.
Come on, stop fighting, guys, please.
Robert, she is always just jumping all over me, man. I'm tired of it.
Come on, it's Christmas time. We should be happy and all get along and friendship and...
Well, I get tired of being a punching bag all the time.
Nah, he doesn't mean it.
Speaking of bags, Robert, is Enos going to be coming down to sing for Christmas?
Well...
Oh, man.
God, I hate that door.
Me too.
Oh, boy. That is the worst door.
Hello, boy.
Hey, sweetheart.
Edna. Hello, Edna.
I hate that door.
Yeah, I know. We all do.
Robert, we have to do something about that door.
Yeah. I was saving all that bacon grease, but then somebody had to use it in a bean soup.
So now it's all my fault that the door is annoying everyone.
I was saving that bacon grease to lube the door.
Are you sure you were just going to use it to lube the door only?
No, Harry, he was going to lube you up and take care of you, idiot.
So you were saving bacon grease to lube the door.
That's what I was saving it for. But no, she had make some bean soup.
Excuse me.
And all we got out of it was a lot of farting. And that's it. And the door is still annoying.
Yeah, but you were enjoying your farting.
Well, I was a little gaseous.
Yeah, but you did enjoy the bean soup, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Edna is a good cook.
Excuse me, everyone.
What's wrong, honey?
Well, I'll tell you what's bothering me, Edna.
What?
The noisy door gets acknowledged.
Yes.
The bacon grease gets acknowledged.
Yes.
The bean soup gets acknowledged.
Yeah.
Robert's obnoxious farting gets acknowledged. And I don't even get a simple hello.
No.
That's what's bothering me.
Oh, hello, love of my life.
Oh, hello, Curly Kid.
I'm not talking to you, butt wipe. I'm talking to my Hunnigan.
Oh,
honey, we're so sorry. We didn't mean to, talk about the fart and the bacon grease and everything and completely ignore you. We're so happy you're here.
Oh, I'm getting wet.
Honey.
I'm sorry. I just got carried away. I'm so happy to be
acknowledged. Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay, I'm glad everybody's happy. And so what were we talking about before Edna and Honey came?
Well, we were talking about Honey's new version of her Christmas song, Feliz Navidad.
That's right.
And, of course, I was going to ask you if Enos was coming down as well to sing his Christmas classic.
Robert, please tell me he's not coming down here, okay?
Honey,
I don't want my Christmas holidays to be ruined.
He is not coming down here. However, I will be calling him
Robert.
Because of his Christmas classic, Strippers and the Hookers. They love Christmas, too.
It's horrible.
And he's been kind of giving us new information, how he happened to write that particular song.
No one cares.
So I will be calling him, and he'll be sharing some new information with us.
Robert, why do you do this to me?
Sweetheart, I'm not doing anything to you, okay? This is part of our tradition.
Speaking of traditions, Honeykins, I have a couple of questions for you. I was just presented with another bill from the recording studio of one Harry Cheeks for an additional
$250.
That's right.
That's correct.
Yes, $250. So let me recap this thing for you, Honeykins.
Yes.
I paid initially $500 for the initial recording.
That is true.
But the recording was less than sterile.
Wait a second. The recording was less than sterile.
That's what he said.
What are you talking about? I mean sterling.
Sterling. The only sterling I know is a guy named Jim Sterling down the street.
He's a nice gentleman, that Jim Sterling.
He sure is.
I mean stellar. That's what I said. The recording was less than stellar.
Please explain less than stellar.
Stellar, yeah. You were flat.
I was flat.
Yes, you were off key. You were flat.
A little bit.
I couldn't sing from the bottom of my heart. It was from the bottom of my heart. It just didn't sound good.
Granted, I was flat just a smidgen.
Just a smidgen.
Then we decided that I was going to do a punch-in.
Exactly. She was going to do a punch-in.
Yes. She was going to do a punch-in.
She was going to do a punch-in.
And you authorized it. Yeah. You authorized a punch-in.
Cheeks, if you don't shut the hell up, I'm going to punch you out.
You're going to punch me out.
Shut the hell up about the punch-in.
Please, don't.
I don't want to hear about the fucking punch-in, okay?
Threaten violence. It's Christmas time.
Exactly.
And you did authorize the punch-in.
Yes.
I know. I did authorize the punch-in. And that was for, what, $200?
Yes, it was for $200. Yes.
Okay, so that's $500 plus $200 for the punch-in, which didn't go well, that punch-in.
Well, I wasn't happy with it, and luckily, he brought the wrong stick.
It wasn't my fault. I just grabbed the wrong stick, and it happens to everybody.
Yeah, all those USB sticks, they all look alike.
They sure do.
Yes.
It happens to me at least three or four times
it
a week.
Does.
I bring the wrong stick.
I don't give a shit about your stick.
Ah, come on.
Honey, but please.
So we had to play the old one, the old version again.
Yes.
And so you authorized another punch.
I did authorize another punch, but now I lost track of how much money we spent.
Well, it was $500 for the initial recording, $200 for the first punch in, $150 for the second punch in.
Correct.
The wrong stick was not charged at all. You didn't charge him anything for the wrong stick, did you, Harry?
No, I didn't charge him anything. The wrong stick was free.
Yeah. Well, why the fuck would you charge me for bringing a wrong stick?
It was free.
I shouldn't have been charged anything. I should have been given credit.
You weren't.
Credit my ass. Are you crazy?
Well,
I worked my ass off on that song. I just forgot to bring the wrong fucking stick.
Exactly.
Yes, he just forgot the wrong stick.
Yeah. I know.
And Mr. Cheeks did work his ass off. So did his
wife,
Rosie, and their adopted daughter, Kiss Ma. They worked really, really hard to, you know, try to make that song come alive.
All right, so I did authorize the second punch-in for $150.
Right.
But now I'm getting a bill for $250. And on top of all of this, we paid Robert another $150 for his lousy guitar playing and the harmonizing that he calls a singer.
Hey.
What?
There's no need to attack me now, okay?
Right.
You're the moron that authorized all of this stuff before anything was done.
Yes, I authorized the second punch-in for $150.
Correct.
But I'm getting a bill for $250.
Well, that's...
Honey, explain.
Not just for the punch-in.
But...
I had them record some additional percussion.
Additional percussion?
Yes, yeah. Percussion. Yes.
Well, I did not authorize additional percussion. I did authorize for the punch-in.
I know.
So, Cheeks, you're going to have to eat that $100 for the percussion.
And you can eat shit, because I'm not eating nothing.
What the hell do you mean I can eat shit?
Yeah.
I did not authorize the percussion. That's all there is to it.
Well, then take it up with Honey, because she's the one that said, oh, yes, he will pay it. Don't worry about it. Just go ahead and add the percussion.
But,
and I had my daughter kiss my...
Cheeks.
Cheeks.
Yes,
she did a lot of work.
Uh-huh.
You know, all these different tracks of percussion. And
yes.
We're going to hear that, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Right.
All right, so what's the grand total here?
Well, I have the invoice right here. So it's $500 for the initial recording.
Mm-hmm.
It was $200 for the first punch-in that she fucked up.
Excuse me?
All right, sorry, I messed it up a little.
All right.
$150 for the second punch-in,
right,
which turned out to be okay.
Right.
You got the wrong stick. That was free.
It was free.
It was free. I know.
And $100 for the extra percussion layers or tracks.
Layers. Oh.
And, of course, $150 for Robert's backup vocals and for his wonderful guitar.
He was playing wonderfully.
So
sure
the grand total is $1,100.
Oh, shit.
A mere pittance for a wonderful song that we wound up, producing for
I agree 100%.
Yeah, $1,100.
Yeah.
To record a song in a bathroom.
Don't disparage my studio.
Yeah.
Now, okay?
Well, the sound booth is your toilet.
Yeah, because of the good acoustics.
Yes, and your bedroom serves as the studio.
That's right.
Where all the instruments and of the recording equipment is located.
Well, it's soundproof, and that's why, because, you know, Rosie likes to make a lot of noise. When we do certain
things. Yeah, she screams like a banshee.
Robert.
You can hear it all over the mobile home park.
Robert.
When those two go at
Please
it.
Please don't go there, Robert.
Well,
okay?
She's a screamer, okay?
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
All right, so it's $1,100 and I'll pay it. No problem.
Oh,
but
I love you.
I have to tell you.
What?
This song has taken longer to produce than the audio Bible that Charlton Heston recorded a few years back.
Yeah.
It has taken forever. This thing better be good.
Well, listen, it takes a while to produce a masterpiece.
A masterpiece.
Yes, a masterpiece. I think this is a masterpiece, and you'll hear it momentarily.
Okay.
And I just had the most wonderful experience.
Well, good.
And I have to tell you.
What?
It was worth every penny.
Oh.
And I will repay you.
You're going to repay.
Oh, yes, I will.
Mm. You can rent my studio if you want to, because it's
I'm not renting shit from you, man. You should give it to me for free.
All right, so are we about ready to listen to this wonderful new Christmas composition?
I am.
And according to Honey, it's a masterpiece.
It is.
By the way, Cheeks.
What?
You better have brought the right stick, because if you brought the wrong one again, it's going up your ass.
Got the right one.
All right, Cheeks, let me have the stick, please.
Okay. Here you go, Robert.
Thank you.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you.
Yes?
The reverb or the echo in Mr. Cheeks' bathroom. It's the most wonderful one I've ever heard.
Really?
Take a listen to it when you're ready, Robert.
Okay, here we go. Push play.
Check, check. Listen to that. Testing one. Oh, I just love this reverb.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
This has to be the most
lush-sounding bathroom I have ever been in.
Honey, I agree. That's the most lush bathroom I've ever
been. Oh, yeah.
It was the lushest.
The lushest?
The lushest.
The lushest.
Oh,
okay,
the
Robert.
Oh, okay.
On second thought, hold it one second, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I would ask you, hold the applause or any comments, no laughter until the end of the song.
Of course, yes.
All right, Robert, hit it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to introduce to you the newest version of Feliz Navidad by our very own Honeydew with Harry Cheeks and his orchestra.
Oh, thank you.
Let's do it. A one, two, a one, two, three, four. Oh, kick it.
Love the percussion.
Robert. That tango piano is so sexy. Oh, play your sax, Mr. Cheeks.
Go, Cheeks.
Robert, please.
Let's sing.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Those bongos are a little strong.
Feliz Navidad. Prefiero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Happy Christmas. I wanna wish you a sexy Christmas from the bottom of my
Whoa, wait a minute. Shut it down. What the hell was that?
That was the new punch-in.
Yeah, that was your punch-in?
That's the new one.
At the bottom of my ha ha ha.
Yes.
What the hell? That's
the bottom of my ha.
Yeah,
I paid $1,100 for that.
Yes, better than the old one.
You think so?
Yeah, you paid $1,100.
I know.
You sure did.
Don't laugh. Oh, you're some friends, you know.
Well,
I tried so hard, and you're laughing.
We know, honey. We don't mean to laugh.
No. You don't mean to laugh.
No, we don't. You know, it's fantastic for a novelty song.
Yeah. It's not a novelty song.
Oh, it's not a novelty song. Well, I like the bongos.
You like the bongos?
Yes, the bongos were really, really good.
I think it was too much bongos.
Really?
There was a little too much of the bongos, but the bongos were nice.
We paid extra money for the bongos.
I know. I'm sorry, but I want a refund for those bongos.
You're not getting shit back, okay?
It was too much bongos.
You got the bongos that you paid for, and that's
Stop it.
I wish I would have invested my money in Dominic, the Christmas donkey. They're making money hand over fist with that song.
And it's always about the money with you, isn't it?
Well, yes. When I make an investment, I like to see something back.
Well, you're making an investment in my career.
Your career to the bottom of my ha ha ha.
Curly, you're not helping, okay?
No, you're not.
Let's just settle down, everyone. Can we hear the rest of the song
since it was
already recorded and paid for?
Yeah, Robert, please play the rest of the song.
Okay.
And no laughing, you bastards.
Who's laughing?
Here we go.
All right, let's kick it again. Oh, Mr. Cheeks, give it to us again.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, my God.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh,
he's beautiful. Feliz Navidad. Prefiero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Happy Christmas. I wanna wish you a sexy Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
No laughing.
Who the hell's that? Wait a minute.
Rooster?
Well, hold on.
And I won't.
I don't know what to say, you know?
What I want to know is who the fuck was that you're the one that I've been dreaming of? Who sang that?
And that was Tyrone.
Who the hell is Tyrone?
Tyrone is Kiss My's, bongo teacher.
The bongo teacher.
And he came in and he also played on the second verse. He played additional bongo. So we had, layered bongo.
I know we had
throughout the song.
There were too many bongos. I'm sorry. No. I'm not going to pay for this because it's not what I was envisioning.
What the hell do you mean what you were envisioning?
Well, this is completely different.
Honey was the one that told us what she wanted, and I followed her directions, and that's exactly what you got here. And what I want is to get paid for doing what I did.
Well, good luck with that.
You know, my opinion is you can never have enough bongos.
Oh, shut up, Roberts.
No matter what kind of a sound.
Robert, please.
The bongos usually enhance the sound.
Well, then why don't you pay the balance to Cheeks for this recording?
Yeah. Hell no, that was my production. I just played the guitar and sang the background vocals. The rest of it was out of my hands.
Sweetheart.
Honey, I'm so distraught.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. It really wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
I think so.
No, it wasn't bad at all, honey.
No.
It's pretty good.
It wasn't bad at all.
No.
Well, maybe it'll get better.
Robert, weren't you supposed to call Enos about his Christmas song?
No.
He was going to tell you about it.
Yeah, I guess I better call.
Where
the hell did I put that number?
Always
in here. Is that it right there?
Yep, that's it. Let me have it.
Do you have to call him? Hate this guy.
What are you calling, China?
No, they just have that routing thing that has a million numbers.
Oh, yes, because of the scammers.
Who the hell wants to scam Enos?
He's got nothing to get scammed out of.
Where the hell is he?
Maybe the emergency room?
Hello, this is
Lena. Hey, Enos, it's Robert calling.
Hey, Robert. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Oh, good.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you too, man.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
How's everything going with you and the butt plugs?
Oh, man, I wish I could say it was good.
Why? What's going on?
Well, we got fired.
You got fired?
Yeah, we got fired from the world's largest Jiffy Lube, and...
Oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you, my friend.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with Enos and the butt plugs, they are one of the most famous and most popular acts in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
They're synonymous with that Vegas sign. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
So why the hell doesn't he just stay in Vegas and quit bothering us?
Hey, little Ed, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Bless your heart.
Screw you, fatso.
Oh, come on, little Edna.
Don't mind Edna, Enos. It's that time of the month for her.
That time of the month?
Well,
ain't she about 84 years old?
Aren't you about to kick the bucket, dipshit?
Edna.
Oh, she's adorable.
Blow her out your ass.
Oh, stop kidding around.
I mean every word of it.
You want to pet the cobra?
No. You can take that cobra and shove it up your ass.
Come on, Edna. Be nice, please. It's Christmas.
So what?
Yeah, tell old Enos how you feel about it.
You don't want to know.
Oh, come on, tell me.
I was not born with enough middle fingers to describe how I feel about you.
Oh, you're such a tease, little Ed.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, huh?
She's not teasing, Enos.
I know, she's just being a typical lady and playing hard to get.
I'm going to play my foot up your ass.
Please, Edna, stop it. Come on.
Come on, Edna.
Ladies and gentlemen, Enos and the butt plugs are well known in Las Vegas. They have played just about
everywhere.
Every joint in town, and currently they were playing at the world's largest Jiffy Lube.
The lounge or the waiting room.
That's right. In the waiting room where people wait while they're getting lubed.
Their cars.
So what happened? Why did you, after all this time, get canned from the waiting room at the Jiffy Lube?
He was scaring little children.
I love the little children.
Yeah, don't listen to her, Enos. So what happened?
Well, a marketing person from Jiffy Lube came into town.
Yeah?
Excuse me.
Sure.
And this marketing person thought that the name Enos and the Buttplugs was not very conducive.
Did you say conducive?
Yeah, conducive to good business and a proper image for their company.
Not a good image, huh?
Not as such.
They didn't like the Buttplugs.
No, they did not.
Too bad.
So thanks to your wife, Edna, we are now unemployed.
How dare you blame me for getting fired?
You're the one that suggested that we change the name to Buttplugs from Love Spuds.
No, I first told you to change the name to Love Toys.
No.
Not Buttplugs.
I'm sorry, it was Honeydew. Yes. First suggested that we call ourselves Enos and the Love Toys.
Yes, it was me who said he should call the band the Love Toys.
No, I'm sorry, honey. I think it was me.
Edna, you're mistaken. I remember getting very angry when she suggested that they be called Love Toys.
Yeah,
right.
I remember because Enos and his band were coming down from Las Vegas.
We were.
And they were late, and somebody suggested that maybe up there by Barstow somewhere, a motorcycle gang kind of diverted them into the desert and were using them now as Love Toys. That's how the whole thing came about. And then Honey said, well, why don't you call yourselves the Love Toys?
Exactly.
And then Edna said, I think Buttplugs would be better.
Yeah, that's how I remember
it. That's exactly what happened, because I was trying to curry favor with little Edna.
Good luck.
For some strange reason, hates me with a purple pen.
She does.
And so I said, well, fine. We call ourselves the Buttplugs.
Yeah.
And now we find ourselves unemployed because of you, little Edna.
Me.
And your Buttplugs.
Well, you didn't have to do it. I was just, you know,
Edna.
In the heat of the moment, geez. I called you a Buttplug.
But you
went ahead and called your band the Buttplugs.
Well,
so it's all your fault, not mine.
Well, no amount of arguing is going to change the fact that Enos and the Buttplugs got fired, okay?
They were fired.
And now find themselves unemployed at Christmas time of all times of the year.
Yeah, it's a shitty deal all the way around.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Enos, but I'm not accepting your guilt. That's all there is to it.
Well, she may not be accepting your guilt, Enos, but on behalf of the entire staff here at Angry Old Man Podcast, I'm very sorry, you know.
Thank you very much, my friend.
I'm sorry, Robert, but you just said on behalf of the Angry Old Man Podcast, aren't we the new Sonic Weenie Podcast?
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting. We are the Sonic Weenie Podcast, a.k.a. the Angry Old Man Podcast.
Exactly.
So on behalf of both of the podcasts, which are a single podcast, we are very sorry, Enos.
All right, now I'm confused. You said there are two podcasts.
Yes.
But it's a single podcast.
Correct.
How the hell is that possible?
I can explain that to you, Enos. Right. You know how I call you a moron and an idiot? Yeah, well, those are two things, being a moron and an idiot, and you are only a single person, being a moron and an idiot.
That's correct.
Is that clear?
Not really, but I value your input.
See how he values your input.
I do.
In any case, we are very sorry about your situation.
Well, I appreciate that, my friend. And, you know, things could always be worse.
They could be worse.
That's right. Things could always be worse.
But how can they be worse? You're unemployed.
Yeah.
Your band name is just awful.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you're going to have to change it.
We will.
And it's Christmas time and you have no money for the presents.
Not a dime.
How can things be worse?
Well, I could have been crossing the street today and got hit by a bus.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah, that would make things worse.
Yeah. Of course.
I am an internal optimist.
On top of all of that, you're stupid, too.
What the hell do you mean I'm stupid?
Well, you said you are an internal optimist.
That's what he said.
I said, internal optimist.
It's not internal, it's eternal.
Eternal.
Yeah. Can you give me an example?
Yes, like my hate for you is eternal, not internal.
Yeah, I can see the difference.
Yes, you are an eternal optimist. And
that's right.
That optimism has kind of carried over in your life for years, hasn't it?
Exactly. And you know, by getting shit canned from the lube joint, you know what happened?
What happened?
Well, we earned a distinction in the Guinness Book of World Records for being the most fired band in Las Vegas. How's that?
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I know that we can then put that on the next marquee where we play.
Yeah.
The most fired band in Las Vegas.
Congratulations, Enos, on that wonderful distinction.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome, Enos.
What the hell are you talking about?
What? What?
Congratulating him for being the most shit-canned band in Las Vegas.
It's a world record.
What, you got the hots for him?
Absolutely not. He's all fat and bald, and there you go again with your jealousy. Yes?
You do realize that I do wear a hairpiece.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds so hot.
But what the hell's so hot about some old fat and bald guy wearing a cheap Chinese wig that he bought at Malwart?
Malwart?
What the hell's a Malwart?
I mean Walmart. Oh. He bought a cheap wig at Walmart that was made in China for a dead Chinese donkey.
Well, it must have been a real handsome old dead donkey because I get nothing but compliments from the ladies.
See, Curly? It was a very handsome dead donkey.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He's wearing a handsome dead donkey on top of his head, and the ladies are all swooning about.
Yeah. That's right, they are.
What are you talking about?
And you know something else?
What?
You know that new Christmas song everybody's been playing, the Dominic, the Christmas Donkey?
Yes.
You heard that song, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I heard it. What about it?
Well, guess who's wearing a big old hunk of Dominic's ass up on top of his head?
Don't tell me you are.
That's right.
Oh, you know,
Dominic the Chinese Christmas Donkey. That's who it was.
Oh.
And I'm wearing a hunk of Dominic's ass right on top of my head.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't say that.
No, I cannot. Thank God.
I think you should go get a hairpiece from Dominic's ass, too.
Come on.
He would look really good in it.
Robert, I'll get you one for Christmas if you want.
No, thank you very much.
Why not?
But speaking of Dominic the Christmas Donkey...
Are you going to play that song?
No, we're not going to play Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
Why
However,
not?
We will be playing your song, which is The Strippers and the Hookers, They Love Christmas, Too.
And that is a Christmas classic.
And that brings us to the point and the gist of this phone call today, because this is part of the tradition here on the Sonic Weenie / Angry Old Man podcast.
And what a tradition is that, Robert?
Well, before we play The Strippers and the Hookers, They Love Christmas Too, Enos shares with us how he came to write that particular song.
Yeah.
He was also down and out on that particular Christmas Eve, weren't you, Enos?
Oh, man, was I ever. We had just gotten fired from the palace.
Caesar's?
Caesar's Palace, yes. Mm. We were playing the world's largest men's room.
Right.
Yes, we played in the men's room while the men are, you know, taking care of business inside. We were playing in the little foyer.
Entertaining.
In the bathroom there where
the
gentleman who hands out the little bit of cologne and a towel to you. We were competing for tips.
Oh.
And the gentleman accused us of stealing his tips. And so we were fired.
Wait. Were you stealing his tips?
Yeah. Well, not exactly. What we did was we hired this young lady.
A young lady?
A showgirl.
Ah. A showgirl, huh?
Yeah, we hired a showgirl.
Okay.
To divert the gentleman's attention and make them come by our tip jar before they went in there for the cologne and the towel.
So what exactly did she do to garner their attention?
Well, she took the two tip jars that we have, you know, for the gentleman to drop in some money.
Right.
And she put those glass jars in front of her tits.
In front of her tits.
That's right, in front of her tits.
Yeah.
But she accidentally forgot to put a top on.
Oh.
She had the tits behind the jar.
Right.
So, so she called it the tits behind the tips.
The tits behind the tips.
That's not funny, Robert. He is a sexist pig.
Who are you calling a sexist pig?
You lech.
I'm no sexist pig. You've never been to Las Vegas. That's why. You're a prude.
I'm a prude.
That's why it's what stays in Vegas happens in Vegas. What?
You idiot. You got that backwards.
I got what backwards?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah.
And hopefully they're going to kick you the hell out of Vegas and fast.
Don't bother me with your bullshit.
You're full
of
shit.
Come on, Enos. Edna, it's Christmas time. Come on.
That's disgusting. You had a woman showing her breasts right there in the bathroom where the old leches were coming after taking a piss.
It's a normal thing in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You've never been to a Las Vegas show where the ladies, you know, those topless dancers, well, they're all showing their tits.
Yeah, showgirls.
So this particular lady was between shows.
Right.
She came up and held up the jars for us.
Yeah, they gave her a job, right?
That's
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, a little bit of extra money for Christmas. She was just
job my ass. They were trying to steal the tips from the poor gentleman in the bathroom.
I'm sorry. Now, they weren't trying to steal the tips. They
just
kind of diverted the attention of the gentleman
exactly.
to the tip jar.
Ah, shut up, Harry. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Edna, I don't think it was fair that the gentleman was getting all the tips and Enos wasn't getting it.
Well, before that, he was getting all the tips, you know,
see?
He was slapping on some cologne and a towel on those poor bastards.
So?
And we're over here playing our ass off, and they won't give us a second look.
Yeah.
So we hired a young showgirl to give us a hand.
Yeah, it's called creative competition.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So what happened, Enos?
And so, the gentleman who was handing out the towels and
combs and cologne.
Yeah, cologne. He didn't like that very much. He couldn't compete with the tits behind the tips.
So he went and complained to HR, and you guys got canned,
he
right?
Did that old bastard?
Good.
And fired, and we lost another gig, and I ran out of money. My car got repossessed.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know. Merry Christmas to me.
Yeah. It's not a good time to be down, is it?
I know. So there I was, Christmas Eve, down and out, freezing my ass off in an alley, when suddenly I saw this one-legged stripper.
How did you know what she was?
Well, she was missing a leg.
Well, of course, yes, she was missing a leg, but how did you know she was a stripper?
Oh. Well, she just came out of a strip joint.
Ah, there's the answer, of course.
Yeah, she kind of came out of a strip joint, and she was limping.
Limping?
She was, on a pair of crutches, and she was limping.
Well, wait a second. She was on a pair of crutches and limping?
Well, that's what I wonder, too. So I asked, well, hi, sweetheart, how you doing? She said, well, not so good. And I said, well, what's your name? And she said, my name is Cecilia.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Last year you said her name was Elvira.
Yes.
Now she's Cecilia?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Her name was Elvira. Cecilia was her sister.
She was her sister.
Oh. Yeah, her sister Cecilia was missing one of her arms.
Wait a second.
What's funny?
Well, it's not funny, but I mean, Elvira was missing a leg, and Cecilia is missing an arm. Both sisters are missing a limb?
Yes, they were both missing a limb. Cecilia lost her arm in a water skiing accident.
She lost her arm water skiing.
That's right, man. It was an unfortunate accident.
And how did Elvira happen to lose her leg?
Well, she never had it in the first place.
She was born without a leg.
That's right. Her mama was a heavy drinker, and she was drinking while she was carrying poor Elvira, and she wound up being born with just half a leg.
Oh, that's too bad. And so she turned to stripping to, you know, earn a living.
Yeah, you know, she's a real cute girl, and except she's, you know, missing half a leg. And she had a prosthesis.
She did?
That's what she told me. I used to have a prosthesis.
Uh-huh.
And I was on a pole dancing one night.
Wait, you were dancing on a pole one night?
No, not me, Mr. Cheek. She was telling me that. She said I was dancing on a pole one night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And she she went up a little too high on the pole, and they have one of them industrial fans, you know, ceiling fans, and it was going pretty fast.
Yeah, you have to keep the club cool, you know, because those horny guys get all hot and bothered, so you got to cool them off.
Yeah,
right? Well, naturally, you got to cool it off. You got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. And as she was lifting her leg up in the air, the fan blade came along and just knocked that bait leg right off her body. It flew across the room and hit a guy in the back of his head.
So the fake leg hit a guy in the back of his head, and did he bring it back?
Yeah. No, he didn't. He took the fake leg, he ran out the club, and nobody's ever seen him again.
That bastard.
So poor Elvira wound up with no fake leg, and she had to go out and get a pair of used crutches.
She had to get used crutches?
That's right, little Ed. Now, she was, you know, not making a lot of tips.
No?
Because, you know, I'm missing a leg at all. So she had to go buy a used pair of crutches.
Oh, no.
And one of them was shorter than the other.
And that's the reason why she was limping while using the crutches, right?
Yeah. Well, I know it took a little longer to explain, but he asked me why she was limping.
I did.
Well, she was walking on a pair of crutches. Now you know.
Yeah, well, that'll teach me to ask a question. Thanks, Harry.
You're all there.
Okay, so you saw this one-legged stripper. She was walking down the alley, or rather limping on a pair of crutches.
She was.
And what did you say to her?
So I said, "Hey, sweetheart, how you doing?" She said, "Well, not so good." I said, "Where you headed?" And she said, "I'm going over to the mall to buy a present for my little son."
And you probably offered her a ride to the mall so she didn't have to use the crutches all the way up there?
No, I didn't. I couldn't. Remember, my car was repossessed. I couldn't very well have her hop on my back. You know, I've got the sciatica problem, and plus I have a hernia.
Thank God.
If she jumped on top of my back, my hernia would have exploded. You know?
Thanks for that, mental picture.
So I couldn't help her in that department.
Yeah. Oh, Enos, did she ever tell you what her son's name was?
Yeah, she said his name was Larry.
Larry. I'm sorry, Enos, but last year, you told us that the kid's name was Felix.
That's right, Enos. You said his name was Felix.
And that it was Latin for a happy or lucky. And that he wasn't happy or lucky because he had a one-legged mama who was a stripper.
Yeah, well, that's true. But his name is Larry. But she calls him Felix because of the fact that her baby daddy, his name is Larry, and she hates him so much that she changed the boy's name to Felix so she wouldn't be reminded of how big of an asshole his daddy is.
See, I can see that happen.
But
she gives the boy a different name than his real name just so she is not reminded of her baby daddy.
Right. You can see that happening, huh?
Yes, I can.
Somehow I have my doubts.
Well, take my word for it, man. That's how it happened.
Well, if Enos says it happened, I believe it happened.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Cheeks. I appreciate
your welcome.
Support.
All right, so you saw this one-legged stripper walking off to the mall.
That's right.
And you kept walking down the alley. What happened next? What did you see next?
Well, as you know from the song, the next thing I encountered was a hooker.
A hooker.
And she was arguing with her pants.
Excuse me, Enos. I don't mean to bother you.
That's all right. What?
Well, I think the hooker community is not very keen on being called hookers any longer.
Oh. The hooker community is not keen on being called hookers.
They don't like it.
They do not. Well, then what the hell do they want to be called?
Well, a more acceptable term would be Lady of the Evening or Pleasure Princess.
Pleasure Princess.
Yes, Pleasure Princess.
What about the male prostitutes? What do they want to be called?
They probably want to be a Pleasure Princess, too.
Come on, Trix, don't be a homophobe.
What do you mean, homophobe?
You know, a prostitute calling himself a Pleasure Princess. Don't be like that.
Why not?
That's not right. It's Christmas.
Why couldn't he be a Pleasure Princess? You know, these days, someone born as a man can identify
identify as a woman.
Yes. Right.
So they can very easily identify as a pleasure princess.
Well,
so I'm not being a homophobe. You are.
I'm not being a homophobe.
All right, both of you, just shut up,
yes.
Okay? We're talking
yes.
to Enos. We're trying to figure out how he wrote that song, and now you're just taking up more of our time.
Right.
That's right. Both of you, just shut the hell up.
Don't tell me to shut the hell up.
Carly. What you going to do about it, man?
Huh? I'll come to Vegas and kick your ass.
You're not going anywhere. You're not kicking anything, Curly. Let's just continue with this stupid story.
Oh, yes.
Are we going to be here until after New Year?
It's not a stupid story, little Edna. I'm sorry. It's real life.
It's real life.
That's right. Real life.
Some life.
Edna, you're not helping either.
It's taking forever here.
Enos, getting back to you.
Uh-huh.
You were walking down this alley.
I was.
You encountered a pleasure princess who was arguing with her pimp.
Her pimp.
Is that right?
That is correct. She was arguing with her pimp.
And what was his name, Enos?
The pimp's name was Tyrone.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Last year you told us his name was Steve.
Yeah. Well, Steve is his first name, and Tyrone is his middle name. Steve Tyrone.
It's Steve Tyrone.
Steve Tyrone.
And are you going to tell me his last name was Jones?
No, I'm not going to tell you that because his last name is Klopotowski.
His last name was Klopotowski.
That's right. His last name was Klopotowski. He was a gentleman of Polish extraction.
He was a Polish pimp.
Well, Polish-American.
Yeah, he was a Polish-American pimp. What's the matter with you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What are you insinuating?
I'm not insinuating shit. All I can tell you is this idiot cannot keep his name straight.
Wow.
He was telling us, you know, he was Steve the Pimp, now Steve is Tyrone, and Klopotowski, a Polish-American pimp.
Well, Polish-Americans are allowed to be pimps, too, if they want to, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No one is excluded from pimpdom.
Pimpdom?
Yes.
Is there such a word?
I don't believe there is such a word.
Let me look it up.
I never heard of pimpdom.
We have to be inclusive.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I know we have to be inclusive. Let me see here.
What?
All right, I got it. Yeah, it's a word.
It's a word.
It's a noun. Pimpdom. The state, quality, or condition of being a pimp.
Okay.
Or pimpness.
Pimpness.
Yeah, pimpness. Or pimphood.
Yeah.
Those are the sphere, the realm, or jurisdiction of a pimp.
Uh-huh.
Pimps collectively, quotations.
All right.
Wow.
So I guess Honey was right.
Yeah.
Pimpdom is a word like a kingdom, except a pimpdom.
A pimpdom.
I guess I stand corrected. So this particular pimpdom in Vegas, in this alley, belonged to Steve Tyrone Klopotowski.
Right.
Now that's who was in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I guess, pleasure princess that was arguing with him.
Yeah, what was she arguing about?
She wanted some time off to go to the mall and, you know, buy a present for her little son.
Her little son.
And,
excuse me, Enos.
What you want, Curly?
Last year, you gave us the name of the pleasure princess's son.
I did.
What was his name again?
Well, her son's name was Chance.
Chance?
Yeah, that's what he gave us last year.
It was Chance?
I said the kid's name was Chance.
Yeah, right. I said the kid had a fat chance of getting that present because the pimp told her that it was one of their busiest evenings, and he didn't want her prancing off to the mall to get a present for her son.
Now, if I recall correctly, Steve, the pimp, Klopotowski, was going to strike her because she was going to go regardless, and she instead pulled out a switchblade.
She did.
And she stabbed him.
She stabbed him. That's what she did.
And where did she stab him?
Come on.
That's very critical.
She stabbed him in the thigh.
And which thigh was it?
What the fuck is this? Am I on trial here? What's going on?
No.
She stabbed him in the left thigh.
No, you said it was the right thigh.
Well, I could have said that she stabbed him in the ass, but she didn't stab him in the ass. She stabbed him in the thigh.
Yeah, but there are a lot
of... Right, left, what does it matter? Yeah. I got the thigh right.
Yeah.
I know, but there are a lot of inconsistencies. Consistencies in your story from year to year.
Well, Edna, you gotta give Enos a little credit. He's an elderly gentleman like the rest of us here, and you know, we forget things from year to year.
I know we do, but
right?
Absolutely. We forget things, but, you know, as long as I give you the gist of the story, then it's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I think you're being a little too rough on Enos, Edna.
I don't think I am. I'm sorry.
Yes, you are. You're trying to make him out to be a liar.
I want the true story, that's all.
The story is very consistent from year to year. In fact, he gave us some extra information this year, like the pimp's middle name and last name.
I think he's making it all up as he goes along. We challenge him on something, and then he gives us, some other name and claims that it's true.
Absolutely not. Everything is in the song. Yeah. Everything is in the song. I just gave you some additional details. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, okay. So she stabbed Steve in the left thigh, or was it the right thigh?
It was the right thigh.
The right thigh.
The right thigh, yeah.
And then she went off. Then Steve, if I recall correctly, fell down or slid down along the wall.
He was
on the ground. And then he reached into his pocket, correct?
No, he did not reach into his pocket. He reached into his man purse.
There was no man purse last year.
It was a man purse.
It was not.
He reached into his man purse, pulled out a pistol. And then he aimed and shot at her. And the bullet ricocheted from her purse.
Right.
Because her purse had a big old Elvis emblem on it.
You said it was a big shiny buckle, metal buckle. That they hit and then they ricocheted off of it.
No, it was not a buckle. It was a metal emblem of Elvis Presley.
It was a buckle.
And it ricocheted off and it hit Steve in the left thigh.
But it didn't. Last year you told us that it didn't.
I know what I said.
Ricocheted directly into him. There was a homeless man who was leaning up against this big trash bin and he was drinking a Diet Pepsi.
No, it was a Diet Coke.
You said it was a Diet Pepsi.
It was a Diet Coke that the homeless man was drinking.
Jesus.
And the bullet ricocheted off the Diet Coke.
Pepsi.
And then it struck Steve's left thigh. And the homeless man was so pissed off because when the bullet hit his Diet Coke, it made a hole in it and all of his Diet Coke leaked out.
Pepsi.
And it was a brand new Diet Coke, so he was really pissed off.
Yeah, what happened then?
Why don't you tell me what happened?
No.
Because I was there, I know what happened. And no matter what I say, you change it to something else. Completely opposite.
Enos.
So I am done with this shit. I'm not arguing with you anymore. So listen to the fucking song.
Enos.
And the rest of you, Merry Christmas and go fuck yourself.
You go fuck yourself.
Enos. Look what you did, Edna.
What did I do?
You absolutely pissed him off.
He
just told us to go fuck ourselves on Christmas Eve. Thanks a lot.
I think he made up the whole thing.
No, he didn't.
There was no hookers, there was no strippers, there was no homeless guys, there was no Polish pimp. There was nothing. He just wrote that stupid song, and then he just came up with this stupid backstory to make it more legitimate.
Well, I think he was telling the truth.
You do.
I really do, because...
I do, too.
What does he have to gain?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not making any money from the song.
No.
We don't pay him any money for coming on here.
Nope.
Not a dime.
What would be the reason for him to lie?
Who the hell knows?
Well, he was here, and now he's angry with us. I hope we can patch it up in the new year.
Oh, we will.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of our Christmas 2023 special here.
Sadly.
We want to thank you for being with us.
Yes, we appreciate you being with us. We hope you have very happy holidays, and we hope to see you next year.
Yeah, and I really think that his story is, even if it's not true, it was very entertaining, and I really appreciate him coming by and sharing his story with us.
By the way, I want to remind you that we are going through this transition, changing the name from the Angry Old Man Podcast to Sonic Weenie Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
However, we may keep them both. I don't know what's going to happen. So
I think we should.
You can search for either one of them, Sonic Weenie or Angry Old Man Man podcast. You can find us
everywhere.
I guess on every directory that exists.
And if you want to get in touch with us for any reason, you can still get in touch with us at angryoldmanpodcast@gmail.com.
Right.
angryoldmanpodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. And also sonicweenie@gmail.com.
That's the one.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
See you next time.
Have a very sexy Christmas.
Yes, and for all of our friends all around the world, we leave you with Enos and the Love Spuds and his Christmas classic, The Strippers and the Hookers. They love Christmas too.
It's Christmas Eve in this cold city. There's a winter chill. One-legged stripper has trouble sliding down the pole like old Santa will. A homely hooker in the back alley with her pimp gets into her brawl, 'cause she wants to finish her Christmas shopping at the local mall. They don't work like you and me and pay their income tax. They provide the pleasure through unprotected sex. Christmas is for everyone, not just for me and you. 'Cause strippers and the hookers, they love Christmas too. They love pretty presents, not just a dollar bills, 'cause they're Santa's little helpers handing out cheap thrills.
So ladies and gentlemen, on this old Christmas day, I want you to think about the ladies and some gentlemen who provide pleasure for all of us and in return get dollar bills. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Christmas is for everyone, not just for me and you. 'Cause strippers and the hookers, they love Christmas too.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Is the Sonic Weenie Podcast Network. Don't let your Sonic Weenie protrude from your bikini.
Hey, turn off the microphone. I have to fart. Thank you.